to say.
And curdled it.
Yeah, it's kind of curdled, you know. And they just don't like it curdled.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, good old clabber milk, that's what it sours, you know, and uh-huh. make cheese out of that.
That's right.
Now, this cheese...
They call it cottage cheese or homemade cheese, you know.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear that called smear case? Do you ever hear that called
oh,
smear
yes.
case?
Yes, that's very common. Called smear case. Now, more so now than it used to be, you know.
Uh-huh. And more food. Did your mother ever take fruit and use a pie crust and put this fruit in the pie crust and bake it in the oven?
Rather
deep dish instead of
Lord
making pie.
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh yeah.
Call them gump turnover.
Yeah.
Now is that cooked in a deep dish or is that separate pieces?
Cobbler, they call it.
Cobbler.
Cobbler,
yeah.
Peach cobbler,
apple
cobbler.
It's in a deep dish.
We used to eat
and then put another one over.
We used to make lots of cobblers.
Mm-hmm. We did too.
More out of peaches than anything else because it had more peaches.
Mm-hmm.
Peaches or apples either.
Yeah.
It's interesting now around Stillwater they say peaches don't give you a very good crop. They usually get an early frost.
Well, sir, you know what? Up here between Mulhall and Marshall's, a man had 106 acres of peaches.
Mm-hmm.
And he sold about $10,000 worth 1 year. But they all died. Now it's just in pasture.
My goodness.
There was 106 acre peach orchard 6 miles west of Mall Hall.
Beautiful.
Did you pour anything on your cobbler before you ate it?
Well, you had cream and
milk.
Sugar.
Yeah.
Did your mother ever make anything special out of milk and flour and eggs or anything like that to put on a pudding or a...
Yeah, oh yes, we had lots of pudding such as that.
Well, what did you call the stuff that you poured on your pudding?
Well, I don't know what you know, Lois, what you put on pudding?
Well, the only thing we ever put on pudding is
cream.
Is cream. And sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Tea.
And did you eat much between meals?
No, not much. So we'd all had.
Couldn't get away with it, huh?
We all had to work them days.
Uh-huh. If you went in to get something between meals, did you have any special word for it?
No.
A snack or a bite?
You wouldn't get a lunch or a piece, or I'll call it get a piece of something to eat.
Uh-huh.
I worked for a fellow who had 5 meals a day.
Charlie, I told you last night it was going to be bad today.
I know it, yeah.
German fellow?
It's cold.
Aren't you glad now we didn't
go
over?
Just about that.
Been too cold to go in.
I know it.
Work a while, work like a horse, and then come in and eat and go out.
Quarter time, bring out a lunch for you.
Huh. Would you like to hear this?
What is it?
It's 15 minutes of 12.
Mm-hmm.
No, that ain't bothering us.
Okay, well you tell me when I'm interfering here.
Well, they ain't even going anywhere, Lois.
I know she ain't.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, let's see. What would your mother do first thing in the morning when she went into the kitchen?
Well, get breakfast.
And what would you do first?
Well, I don't know what she'd do first.
I'll tell you what my mama used to do first. She used to get up and wash her face and hands, neck and ears, and then she'd put her apron on, and then she'd go and repair her meals, her breakfast, get it on the stove, you know. If she was going to make biscuits, she'd get her biscuits all made.
That's what my mother would do. Mine the first thing, get the biscuits started.
You bet your life.
What next?
What next? Well, she'd get the bacon. Mm-hmm. Her meat, we didn't have the meat.
We had salt pork.
Huh?
We had salt pork.
You know, they had lots of salt pork in them days.
Mm-hmm.
That's before they smoked it and made bacon out of it, you know.
They just had to carboil it, take and, you know, and put cold water into it first. And slice your salt pork and
get the
then
salt out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then go ahead and fry it. And boy, it was good.
They did that soak it in the water a while and get the salt out then before they fried it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Salt pork. Preserved the meat.
Well,
keep the bugs out?
Huh?
Kept the worms and stuff.